Good morning, everyone. Welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We've got a ton of stuff to get into today, as always. If you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. All kinds of information there. You can sign up for our classes and again, just get some information that'll be helpful in your retirement planning. On today's show, we're going to get into some more into some of this end of year planning and ideas and things that can certainly make a difference. I believe make a dramatic difference in your overall plan. I like to call it forward planning. Things that you can do today that are going to put you in a better position down the road. As well as that, we want to talk about the market. It's been tough, man. September is typically the worst month. It has historically been the worst month in the stock market. And we want to talk about that and then how we can deal with some of that and how does that affect your overall plan. And then we'll get into, I talked a little bit about it last week, but we'll do a little deeper dive into the overall income planning, but also Social Security, which is only one piece of your plan. Keep in mind, well, there's going to be a cost of living increase. What does that mean and how does that relate? And how does that relate to your retirement and of course your Social Security benefit? But let me get started with, and I want to just right now, dig into this end of year planning. What do I mean by that? What I mean by end of year planning is you have a deadline. You have until December 31st to do certain things that, as I said, I believe will have a big impact on your planning. What do I mean by that? Roth conversions, you have until the end of the year. And by the way, I just want to say, I wanted to go through these again because I missed a couple things after the show. I was like, oh man, I forgot to mention that. So I'm going to get into a few more things this week, and then I'm going to offer that report, which, by the way, we updated. I apologize. We added some more things to it. So for those that asked for it last week, and we had a lot of good response, we have updated it. I want to get it out to you. But as I said, you have until the end of the year to do Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k plan. You have until the end of the year to take required minimum distributions, and you have until the end of the year to set up an HSA, and there's more, many more, and there's just all of these things in this planning, this end of your planning report. So let me just, again, and then I'm going to offer it because, as I said, I can't get into everything, and I want you to have this in front of you because these are things you can do every year, I believe. Let's just start with the Roth conversions. I know I talked about this last week, but I had some questions on it, so I want to be clear about what this means. Roth conversions, not Roth contributions. I know they both start with a C, but they're totally different. And by the way, you can do both of these things. Roth conversions are where you convert money from a tax-deferred account, a traditional IRA, traditional 401k, to a tax-free account, right? And so the point here is, I just want to explain with Roth conversions, here's kind of the way I tell the rule for them. You can do any amount at any time at any age. All right. Now, for this tax year, though, if you want to do it for this tax year, okay, you have to do it prior to December 31st. So, you know, I've given the example, you don't need to do all of it at once, which you can. So if you had $100,000 in an IRA, you can convert every penny tomorrow. You could do that. You will get a 1099 in January, and you will put $100,000 on your 1040, and you'll pay the tax. It's all to income taxable. All right? But this is why this is important, where I talk about where if we miss a year, you know, that's a year that now we could have done this systematically, right? So in other words, I don't have to do $100,000 all at once. I can do $20,000 a year for the next 5 years. Now, if I don't do that $20,000 by December 31st, guess what? I missed a year. Moreover, and in the second place, as I like to say, you know, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, 2017. So it was in 2017. It sunsets after 2025. So that means you have this year, 2024. You have next year, 2025. And you have, I'm sorry, This year, 2023, well, I'm getting ahead of myself, 2023, then all there is left, if this, again, if nothing changes, you have 2024 and 2025. So we basically have three tax years where we can do these Roth conversions in what have been historically lower tax brackets, the 22%, the 24%. Some of you may be in a 12%, right? So we just want to understand this. Why would we do a Roth conversion? And I'm going to get into the required distributions too. This can be impactful on many levels. When you do a Roth conversion, number one, you move money from an account that's forever taxed and never taxed, as likes to say. You will never pay tax on it. Hopefully you can do it in a lower marginal tax bracket, number one. Number two, it reduces your required minimum distributions because now you've drawn down the IRA, and it will give you potentially more tax control down the road. So these are things we want to just, that's just one move, okay, just one thing. And again, separate from Roth contributions. But I just want you to be aware of these things. Let's not procrastinate. We've talked about those studies that have showed people have a tendency to procrastinate. In fact, I was just having this conversation with someone, and I witnessed it myself. I was in a Costco. My wife and I went to Costco, and I don't know about you. Every time I just have certain things I get from there. I'm on a mission. I go in there, I buy certain things. But as you, if you've been in Costco and probably any Home Depot, wherever, the Christmas trees are up. The Christmas ornaments are up. All of these things. So, are they ahead of the game? Yeah, they're probably a little early, but I got to tell you, if that isn't a sign that it's coming, end of year is coming, so we want to do some of these things. I'm also going to talk about, let me also pivot into after-tax 401ks. This was something I missed last week. And also, I want to talk a little bit more about the required distributions. And then again, we're going to get into some other topics here. And I want to offer this report in a second. But when we talk about after-tax 401k plans, I did mention, remember, here's another thing. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k plan. So in other words, you can put $22,500 if you're under 50. You can put up to $30,000 if you're 50 or above. So, you know, I would say another call to action is contact your 401k providers. Find out what you put in year to date. You can accelerate. You could double. Right? You could say, take my whole paycheck the rest of the year if you want it. I'm just, you know, as long as it's under that $30,000, right? So these are things that we can look at. And by the way, one other thing, you could say, start putting more of it in my Roth. So now what you're doing is you're not only increasing your contributions, good thing, you're putting more into tax-free, better thing, or another good thing, you see? So these are, and again, I've said this many times, when we start to do these things, it becomes infectious. We become engaged. We start to understand, take advantage of these plans that you have. I'm doing Roth conversions, doing the Roth 401k, maxing out your contribution plans. Again, these other things, there's so many things to get into. And as I said, I can't get into everything today. I want to get to after-tax 401ks. We're coming up on a break. You want to hear about these other options in your 401k you're probably not aware of. But let me get out this end of your planning report where, again, you can sit down. You have it in front of you. If you want it, we'll get it out to you. There's no cost or obligation. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855 to get the end of your planning report. And as I said, a lot of great ideas I think will make a difference in your retirement planning. Okay. Coming up, we're going to get into, as I said, a couple more ideas. I do want to talk about the after-tax 401k, non-deductible IRAs, but I also want to get into the Social Security, the COLA increases, and how that impacts your income plan. We're also going to talk a little bit about the market. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. You're listening to Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-934-1855. That's 630-934-1855. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Lots of information, download reports. If you want to email me, you have a question, you want to set up time to talk or meet, I mean, it's there. I'm more than happy to help you in any way I can. You can also sign up for our classes. There's a page there for classes. And so we just had one this week, by the way. It went well. I always enjoy it because, it, you know, you get to meet people. We get to really dig in. I get questions, and it always is helpful. I always say when people have questions, and I enjoy them because I know there's other people in there that will benefit from them, or maybe they were thinking of it. And so I did have a question on Social Security, so I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. And it's interesting and it's helpful to me to find out individuals' perspective on what they're thinking or what they're concerned about. But let me get back into this end of year planning and where I talk about things that we can do. I always say, certainly with taxes, I call it forward tax planning. This is all forward planning, getting things today that make a difference. It's just like systematic contributions. We talked about the 401k plan in the last segment, right? I talked about, you know, when it's interesting when I sit down with people and they come in and all of a sudden, God bless them, you know, they've got $500,000, whatever. They've done this over a period of years, and it's not by accident. All of a sudden, 30 years from now, 20 years from now, or from when they started, all of a sudden, You know, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars in these plans because they made the commitment to do these things. And that's why when I talk about the 401k plan, as an example, you have until the end of the year to max that out. I've already talked about Roth conversions. I wanted to go move on to a couple things. I have a lot more to get into. So I just wanted to talk about a couple of things I didn't cover last week. I'll offer this report again. But as I said, you have up to $30,000. You can put up to $30,000 into your 401k if you're 50 or above. Now, one of the comments I'll make is if you're 50 next year, so we talk about end of year, but think about going into the next year. If you're 50, there's milestones. If you're 50 next year, be aware. You can go from 22.5 up to 30, right? You can put a higher amount in the Roth. Roth IRAs, you can put up to $7,500 now. Now your contribution limits increase, right? If you're 59 and a half or 59, you can actually access 59 and a half. You can access retirement accounts. So there's milestones too we have to be aware of. If you're if you're 67, you're certainly at full retirement age. I'll talk more about this with Social Security in a minute, but let me make one other comment on 401ks, which you may not be aware of. In fact, I have a report which I can include with this, and I've talked about it before. It's the seven strategies about getting to tax free. Not all of them are deadlines of the December 31st, right? You can do Roth contributions up until April of next year for this year. I wouldn't say wait, but right? But that's part of this report. One of the ideas in there is what's called an after-tax 401k. What does that mean? I did make the comment, you're limited to $30,000 or $22,500 depending on your age. Now, there's also, that's for Roth or traditional. Right, you can do one or the other or both inside there. There's also, if your plan provides it, you have to ask them. It's called after-tax 401ks. I had a meeting with someone just a couple weeks ago, and they are pretty aggressive in their 401k, and they just put in quite a bit. They put in over 20% of their income. So they hit the caps, like in October. And I explained to them, I said, contact your provider. And asked them, can I continue to put money? He said, what do you mean? I hit the cap at $30,000. I said, well, there's what's called after-tax contributions. Do you know you could put up to $70,000 in your 401k? It's allowed by the IRS. Most, again, people aren't aware of it. Why would you do that? And I believe he can do it now. So I said, you can contact your provider and say, keep taking money out of my 401k and put it into as an after-tax contribution. Keep taking it out of my check, I should say. Now, it's after tax, so you could put an extra 10, 20, 30,000 above the 30, right? And so why would you do that? Why would you make after-tax contributions? So again, you need to check with your 401k provider. By the way, I do this every year. My wife does it. It can be done. I've had other clients do it. So let's say you put an extra 10 or 20,000 in there. On December, or the end of the year, I should say, January 1st, you can take that after-tax money and do a Roth conversion, right? You're converting money you already paid tax on. So this is another way through your 401k to get money into a Roth that now grows tax-free the rest of your life. There's no required minimum distributions, right? It doesn't tax your Social Security, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free, all right? This is important stuff. So if you have this ability to do it, so not only can you do Roth contributions, Roth conversions, which I talked about, you can do after-tax 401k contributions. Check with your employer if they have this option for. So you may not be option for you. You may not be capped at 30. So I kind of forgot about that because remember, you have until December for 31st to do this. This is another end of year planning idea that, where you might be available in your 401k. Take advantage of some of these things. Let me do this, and I want to just pivot into a little bit, talk a little bit more about required distributions now and get into some other things as it relates to the market and your income. But let me offer that report again. These ideas I'm talking about that you have until December 31st, if you don't do it by December 31st, you will lose a year that you could have done it, right? And so let's take advantage of that. I just want you to be aware of these things. So if you want, give us a call. We'll get it out to you. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. If you want something more specific, if you heard something, say, Tom, can I get some information on the tax-free ideas? More than happy. Can I get some ideas on Social Security, the Social Security decision? More than happy to send it out to you. So we can customize this information for you as well. And then, you know, these are things, as I said, you have opportunities till the end of the year. So let me make one other offer. You know, for those of you that are serious, that want help right now, that really want to take a look at it for you specifically, right? Because all of these things I can send out, and I do send out the information. It's general. Some of these things pertain to you. Some may not be specific to your situation. So if you want to really do more of a personalized, customized approach to your retirement, we'll talk about ideas for the end of year. We'll also test your plan. We'll look at strategies to minimize taxes, create income you can't outlive. We'll do the entire analysis for you, as well as a portfolio x-ray. All of that's included. Again, if you want to take advantage of that, you'll meet with me personally, Tom Fortino. We'll go through it all, and you'll walk out of here with a plan. 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855, if you want to talk about that or want to schedule a time to come in. Coming up, I want to get into maybe one or two more ideas on end of year, but I also want to talk about the market. How does that relate to what you're doing? And then also the Social Security and the overall income planning strategies. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. You're listening to Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 630-934-1855. That's 630-934-1855. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's information you can download. If you have a question you want to send me, you want to email me with anything, you want to schedule a time, you can even sign up for our classes that we have coming up. There's all that is information is it's free, so you have no excuse. But, of course, we want to be a resource for you on any and all topics that relate to your retirement plan. Remember, we say it all the time. It's not about one thing. It's not about getting to a number. It's not about buying a product. It's about having an income plan, a tax plan, an investment plan. These are the five pillars, by the way, and that's another report you can get off our website, the five stops, retirement roadmap. An income plan, a tax plan, investment plan, asset protection, protecting the assets from unforeseen events, and then having an estate and legacy plan. That's it. That's my opinion of being complete. Have you really addressed those five areas of your plan? And we talk about all of these as we each week here, every Sunday at 7 a.m. I try to talk about each of those topics. And we talk about end of year planning. I do want to make one quick comment, then I want to get into the Social Security. One of the other things I mentioned last week, you have until the end of the year to do required minimum distributions. And so if you're 72, now they've changed that. This is in the report too, but if you do not take your required minimum distributions by December 31st, it's a 25% penalty. And by the way, when I mentioned Roths, there are no required minimum distributions. See how we talk about that? And keep in mind, you know, if a spouse passes away, required minimum distributions continue at the same level, which means a surviving spouse in a lower tax bracket now may have to give even more money to the government. So you see why I get a little animated when we talk about trying to get to tax-free. I want to put you in a position where you don't lose the control. You don't have to turn over and give more money to the government if that's at all possible. These are ideas to look at. And one other thing I want to mention, and again, move on, which I forgot, required minimum distributions are taxable. You have to take out a certain amount. It's a uniform table. Put it on your tax return, pay the tax. What you do with that money, reinvest it, spend it, that's up to you. But you're going to pay the tax on it, right? Or you could look at doing what are called qualified charitable contributions. All right, so take a look into that. That's in this report, too. But if you're making charitable contributions to maybe your church, or to the American Heart Association, whatever, you can do it directly from your IRA. Now, you want to make sure they're qualified charitable contributions, but that can be part of your RMD can be used for that, which guess what? Now it's not taxable, right? A lot of things. So I'm just trying to give you some ideas and hopefully get you, you know, motivated to start to take a look at these things, because the end result is more money in your pocket. Not only that, you have, I think, a better understanding and comfort level with what's going on. And let's control the things we can, okay? So I can get that report out to you. I might as well mention it one more time. If you want that end of year planning report, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. Now, let me get into this, to this Social Security question I had, and also the COLA that's coming, the cost of living adjustment, and then we'll talk in general about that. You know, I mentioned that, you know, income planning is one of these five pillars to your plan. You see every study, you know, Transamerica, Zetti, Allianz, and of course, people would say, well, obviously, you know, the number one concern is outliving your assets, outliving your income. So I just, when I talk about income planning, this is so critical, and it's going to relate to the market here in a minute, which I'll talk about. But, you know, do you have income that's going to last the rest of your life? You know my test. Income, is it income or is it an asset? Right? $1 million, which is laudable and terrific, is not an asset, is not an income. That's an asset, right? There's not a guaranteed income off of that. Income is, there's a three questions to ask. Number one, does it come in regardless of the market performance? Does it come in regardless of how much you have in assets or savings? Does it come in at any age? Well, Social Security is one of those. Pensions are another. Annuities are another. But they come in, right? Regardless of age. Comes in regardless of the market. So this is important. The Social Security decision is an irrevocable decision, right? So we really want to be informed, right? There's no perfect decision. But what's going to happen in October is they're going to come out with a cost of living index. That is what, in other words, like inflation, it's added to the benefit, and it will take effect next year. They do this every October. Last year was 8.7%, which is insane. We didn't see these numbers, you know, going back until the 70s or early 80s. The year before it was 5.9%. So what does that mean? This year they're expecting it's going to be between 3 and 4%. So we'll keep it simple. If your benefit, you know, is $30,000 a year, your annual benefit, right, and they're going to add 4%, well, we can do 4%. Right, of 30,000, well, that's $1,200, right? So your benefit will go up to from 30,000 to 31,200. Now, the question I had from someone, he said, well, he was thinking about taking it next year. He said, well, if I wait and I don't take it now, is that added to my benefit? And I told him, I said, not only is the added to everyone's benefit, right? Even if you're not going to take it for another 4 or 5 years. If you have ever gone to SSA.gov, and if you haven't, please do. Your benefits are there. You'll see what they are. If you did this next year, your benefits will actually be whatever. If it's 3 or 4%, they're going to be adjusted up for that COLA increase. And by the way, one other thing I just wanted to be clear on, this person I met with, they've become clients, which is nice, but we met with them this past week. He's waiting till next year, which there's also a delayed retirement credit. We talked about that. Every year you defer, the Social Security benefit goes up by 8%. So we have to really think about, again, this decision. Do I want to defer it because now I have a higher benefit for the rest of my life? And the 8% is on top of the 3% if there's a 3% COLA, right? So these are two different things that can increase your benefit. So keep those things in mind when we look at our Social Security. I mean, I'll quote Lawrence Kotlikoff, who has a great book on this called Get What's Yours. If you get a chance, it's a good book. Lawrence Kotlikoff, Get What's Yours. He's a Boston University professor. And his comment is, you know, the risk isn't dying, the risk is living, right? So when we lock into a lower benefit, we really have to think about this. That's why I always say get informed, get organized, get your numbers. And so on the Social Security decision, it grows by 8% every year until age 70. All right. It doesn't grow after that 8%. The COLA continues, but you will get both of those, the cost of living and the 8% for every year you defer. And that higher benefit stays with the surviving spouse. It stays for both lives. The higher benefit stays. These are important things to understand when we make the Social Security decision. Let me do this. As I said, I'm coming up against a break. I want to talk a little bit more about the income planning and then the market and the income planning, having the investments plus having the income. Those are good things. But for those of you that want to schedule a time to come in, we do a complete Social Security analysis. I do a whole report. It is to me, it's a terrific software because it shows you your different options. It lays it out for you. It compares them. And it said, there's no perfect answer, but, you know, it's going to be an informed decision, I believe. And we'll test your plan. We'll do the portfolio analysis. This is the complete, what I like to say, the complete customized retirement plan. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call. It'll be a good experience. I'm sure of that. 630-934-1855. 630-934-1855. Coming up, we have a lot more to get into. I still want to talk about the income planning. I want to get into the market. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's, you know, worksheets, there's reports, there's things that you can download if you want to send me a question on something specific to you. I know everybody's situation is unique. You want to schedule a time to chat or come in. And you can also sign up for one of our classes we have coming up. So we get into a lot of this stuff in a lot more detail. We just had one this week. Really, really good response. I think people enjoy them. I enjoy them because I get to meet people, and it's just really nice. It's always nice meeting people. I guess I always like to say I'm blessed because I get to meet so many wonderful people and help them, and I truly mean that. You know, we've covered a lot of ground here today. It's, you know, we're here every Saturday, every Sunday at 7 a.m., and we try to cover a lot of different topics as much as I can each week that pertain to your plan. You know, and I always say, if you heard me say it, this is the theme or the mantra is there's five pieces to your plan. There's not one thing. It's about having an income plan, a tax plan, an investment plan, an asset protection plan, and an estate and legacy plan. Those are the five pillars. Do you have those pieces in your planning? And we just want to make sure there's not a blind spot where you're going to be, you know, these are sometimes problems that are asleep. I've covered a number of things that kind of fall into that tax-free end of year things that you can do, Roth conversions, maxing out your 401k, after-tax 401k plans. Those are things that we can look into, and I offered that information. Now we're kind of swung into or pivoted into this income piece. Now that's on this income planning part of it. And so we talked about the COLA increase, cost of living increase that we will see in October. They will publish that. That will be added to Social Security. That is in addition to the delayed retirement credit, which is 8%. So if it's up 3 and 8, that's 11%. I mean, these numbers are getting staggering. But if you delay for a year, by the way, one comment I wanted to make on that, as I mentioned, someone I came into meet with me, I'd asked about, you know, he's waiting till next year. Will he get the cost of living increase? And the answer is yes. You get that every year, whether you're taking it or not, it is added to the benefit. In addition to that, I don't think he's going to wait a whole year, so the 8%, it won't be all of 8%. But keep in mind, it's added monthly. So I just want to be clear about that. I think it's about 0.67 per month. So if you do the math times 12, that's 8% over the year. I think, yeah, that works out. So if you delay it for 6 months or half a year, you don't get the 8%, but you get half of it, you get 4%. So every month you delay Social Security, it ticks up by 0.67. Cumulatively over a year, that's 8%. So just to be clear, you don't have to wait till the end of that year to get the 8%. It's the meter's ticking, okay? But I bring this up with Social Security because it does get a little confusing. And this is only one piece of your income plan, right? We talk about what are we doing to create income we can't outlive? Well, that's one thing. The pensions are another piece. Again, like Social Security, it's an irrevocable decision. You can't go back and change your pensions. So I'd say for that piece of it, contact your pension providers, get the information. Now you start piecing this stuff together, right? Okay, I have a pension of $30,000. I have Social Security between my spouse and I have $60,000. And all of a sudden you're at $90,000 of income that comes in regardless of the market, that comes in regardless of savings and investment, and comes in regardless of your age, right? It's going to be kind of, if you're living until 95 and we know longevity risk is part of this whole plan too, well, have I minimized my longevity risk? You sure have. And so this is why this income planning piece is so important. Of course, try to get as much of it tax-free, which we talked about. And then look at annuities. That's another piece of this, because the annuities, you can look at these. They've come a long way. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do active portfolio management. I'm also insurance licensed. But, you know, annuities can be part of your plan, right? They provide guaranteed lifetime income. They can provide joint guaranteed lifetime income. So again, this is all part, that's just the one piece of your plan. Remember, there's five pieces, but imagine if you could get this one piece in place to create income you couldn't outlive. All right. And we'll talk, I'll make some offers here in a little bit, but I just want to give you some, again, give you a perspective on what are we doing with our retirement plan. It's not about growing a pile of money, which I guess, or getting to a number, which allows me to kind of pivot into the next topic, which is the market. So I just want to make some comments about the market. You know, it's been rough, right? These last couple months, we've had some. September, as I think I said earlier in the program, is the worst performing month historically. Look back on the market. It just, that's it. Number one worst month is September. Now, that doesn't mean every September it's going to be down, but just historically it has been. The other thing is where I would just say, this is my thoughts on this. You know, we're looking at some of the data. You know, inflation looks like it may be coming up. We're seeing energy costs start to come up. You can look at a lot of these indexes. Consumer or credit card debt is over $1 trillion, and it keeps ticking up. It's not going down, but that's on top of when we're looking at the debt in the overall. When we talk about the federal debt now, by the way, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, hit $33 trillion. This stuff is insane. I mean, these are numbers. I think Carl Sagan used to say these were numbers that were reserved for the stars when we talk about, you know, and those were, I think, billions, not trillions. But the point is, I think we have a number of headwinds here. I'm just struggling to find a catalyst in this market. Now, the good news is, I guess, on that side is that, you know, on the fixed side, can you park your money in a 4 or 5% money market CD? Yeah, you can. On the fixed side, you can also own bonds. Now, keep in mind, you know, those have some interest rate risk. I mean, Jamie Dimon came out and said he thinks rates are going to 7%, right? And nobody can predict the future. But this is why it's so important to have an investment plan. When interest rates go up, there's an inverse relationship, your bond portfolio can go down. So you could be in a position where the market's down, interest rates are going up, which means now your bond piece is going down, unless you have some of these fixed investments that are just fixed, right? They're principal protected. There's fixed annuities you can work with there, indexed annuities. Making these part of your fixed piece, this is about creating an income plan that you can stick to. Okay, I talked about how the average investor underperforms dramatically. So the first step I would take, and I'll offer this as well, I put together this, and again, no, there's no perfect report, just like there's no perfect decision on Social Security, or no perfect investment plan. But I think one of the biggest issues here is when we're talking about getting organized. The first thing I always say, it's a five-step method. It's getting organized, determining your allocation, establishing your risk tolerance, and then designing and building a plan. But the first step, I would just say again, these are things that I've talked about today that if you start to do these things, I think they'll be impactful. This was a study that was, it was from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It said that those born between 1957 and 64 hold an average of 12.4 jobs before the age of 54. And the more accounts you acquire, the more challenging it is to keep track of them all, right? So if there's one takeaway from creating an investment plan, let's start here. It says there are some 24 million forgotten 401ks with $1.3 trillion in assets. I mean, this is... You know, so my point is, and most people do, they come in, they may have three IRAs, an old 401k, whatever it is. You can't, it's just so impossible to track this. I do this almost without exception. You don't have to have three IRAs. You can have one. You don't need three or two Roth IRAs. You can have one. So, there's portability between these plans. I have an asset organizer. I have these things that I use as tools, as worksheets. So if you want this information and start to get organized, know your numbers. This is important. Then you can access, you can assess your holdings. You may find things you were totally unaware of. Then you can start to figure out, what am I comfortable with? What am I comfortable in the market? What am I comfortable in more of these fixed assets? And then you start to design a portfolio you can stick with. Okay, I think it was Warren Buffett said, you don't have to be smarter than the next person. You have to be more disciplined. So let's create some discipline in our investing. We can talk more specifically. We don't have a lot of time today. It's not about buying the best stock. That's nice. And if we do it in a Roth, even better. But it's about having a solid investment plan and a smart plan we can stick with. Minimizing taxes, creating income, right? All these things come together. That's what I talk about being complete. So I've offered a number of different reports throughout the show today to help you out in these areas that talk about these different parts of your plan. But for those of you that want help now, those of you that are saying, I want to get serious about this, I want to take a look at this, I want to test my plan, I want to know where I stand, I want to understand what I own, create income I can outlive, minimize taxes, this is what we talk about, a complete customized plan. If you want to take advantage of that, you know, give us a call. You'll sit down with me personally. We're going to, you know, throw everything in a box. This will be a good experience. We'll do the analysis for you, walk out here with a plan, and hopefully a little lower stress level and some clarity in where you stand. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, 630-934-1855, 630-934-1855 for your personal, customized, complete retirement plan. And if you want something specific, please let us know. We'll get it out to you. If you have a question, please let us know. All of this information, any way we can help you, certainly, we said we want to be a resource for you. Well, we come up to the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. We'll be back next week at 7. I'm Tom Fortino for This Week in Wealth. You're on 720 WGN.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.